This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. On the occasion of Buddha Purnima, Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the sacred holy relics exposition of Tathagata Buddha at Jivatsal in Leh today. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena, Ladakh MP Muhammad Hanifa and Rinpoches from different monasteries were present at the event. This is the first time that these sacred relics have been taken out from their permanent location for an exhibition within the country. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagata Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from today till the 14th of May. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. The occasion not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya in Bihar. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla extended greetings to citizens of the country on the occasion of Buddha Purnima. The U.S. has returned 657 antiquities collectively valued at nearly $14 million to India. The return was announced by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The pieces were returned at an event attended by Consul Rajalakshmi Kadam from the Consulate General of India in New York. The pieces were recovered following several investigations into trafficking networks. Mr. Bragg said in a statement that the scale of the trafficking networks that targeted cultural heritage in India is massive, as demonstrated by the return of more than 600 pieces. He said there is more work to be done to return stolen artifacts back to India and thanked his team for their persistent efforts. The government has cut down export duties on diesel and aviation turbine fuel, ATF. In this regard, the centre has issued a notification which has come into effect from today. According to the Ministry of Finance's release, the export duty on diesel has been set at 23 rupees per litre, while aviation turbine fuel ATF will attract a duty of 33 rupees per litre. There will be no export duty on petrol, and it remains unchanged. The ministry stated there is no change in the existing excise duty rates on petrol and diesel cleared for domestic consumption. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corporation Limited has said that retail prices of petrol and diesel remain unchanged for the general public, which accounts for around 90% of the country's total consumption. In a statement, the company added that there has been no change in the price of domestic LPG cylinders of 14.2 kilograms for 33 crore consumers. The Calcutta High Court has dismissed a petition filed by Trinamool Congress challenging the appointment of central government employees as supervisors in vote counting centres. In his ruling, Justice Krishna Rao said it is the prerogative of the Office of the Election Commission of India to appoint the counting supervisor and counting assistant either from the state government or the central government. This court does not find any illegality in appointing counting supervisor and counting assistants from the central government or central PSUs. Unified Payments Interface UPI has emerged as the world's largest real-time payments platform, anchoring India's digital economy. A decade after its launch, UPI has transformed from a fledgling digital experiment into the world's largest real-time payments platform, powering nearly half of global instant payment transactions and redefining how India pays. Launched on April 11, 2016, UPI today stands as the backbone of India's digital economy. The numbers behind UPI's rise are staggering. From just 373 transactions in its first month, the platform processed around 24,162 crore transactions in financial year 2025-26. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will lock horns with Delhi Capitals at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.